NIMBY, not in my backyard. And those who are NIMBYist by nature across the country now have a rather powerful ally, it seems, in the form of someone who knows all about bureaucracy. It's the former scriptwriter of Yes Minister, Sir Anthony Jay. He has a little NIMBY problem with which he's having to deal. Our environment correspondent, Sarah Mukherjee, now joins us from his backyard in Long Sutton in Somerset. Sarah, good morning.
A very good morning to you, Jim. And I have to say, even on an overcast day like today, this is a very pleasant place to sit, even at this hour in the morning. The air is fragrant with the smell of thyme from the kitchen garden. The apple and plum trees are hanging heavily red and purple. And the view, almost uninterrupted to the Jurassic Coast in Dorset, is absolutely gorgeous across rolling Somerset Hills. Now, this, of course, is how the locals exactly want to keep it. And they've managed to fend off one development proposal, thanks in no part, as you've already mentioned, to Sir Anthony. Now, Sir Anthony, you feel that NIMBY has become a much debased term recently.
Yes, I can't understand why. I mean, I do know why. It's because it's a nice way of vilifying ordinary citizens defending their homes against the bureaucrats and the councillors who say, oh, we've just got some NIMBYs. But in fact, if somebody's threatening to overload your transport system, to block out the view, to destroy the environment, and to take £150,000 off the value of your house, then you know, are you supposed to say, oh, that's great, yes, I'm in favour of that because other people need these houses? Or do you say, look, I'm not sure that this is a good idea anyway, and if it is a good idea, I'm not sure this is the right place for it, so I'm going to try and stop you unless you can really prove it's got to happen.
Now, you've actually felt so strongly about this, you've actually published a handbook to help people fight their own battles, haven't you?
Yes, and I called it Not In Our Backyard, because that's what I'm trying to do, because actually there are techniques for stopping them. It's not easy, but it can be done, and it has been done many times.
Top three?
I think the first thing you've got to do is to organise. You've got to get together, not different people protesting separately. The second thing you've got to do is use publicity to the absolute maximum on the ways where it really hurts the local officials and government officials. And the third thing you've got to do is to really use their methods to write really good letters.
Sir Anthony, thank you very much. Short and sweet. They're the tactics from Sir Anthony's backyard. Back to you, Sarah.
Thanks very much.